From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama said Thursday he is ending the so-called wet foot, dry foot policy that let any Cuban who sets foot on U.S. soil remain in the United States without a visa. Mr. Obama said in a statement that the 20-year-old policy was designed for what he called a different era. The Republican-led U.S. Senate has taken its first step to scrap President Barack Obama's health care program. Republicans have made repealing the Affordable Care Act, popularly known as Obamacare, one of their top priorities. The Senate voted 51-48 early Thursday to approve rules that allow repeal legislation to go forward with a simple majority and not be subject to a filibuster by Democrats. The House of Representatives, where Republicans also have a majority, is expected to vote on the resolution Friday. Senior U.S. officials said Thursday that the Obama administration is set to lift some financial sanctions against Sudan. The White House is expected to make the announcement Friday. The easing of sanctions is in response to positive actions by the Sudanese government in fighting terrorism, reducing conflict, denying safe haven to South Sudanese rebels, and improving humanitarian access to people in need. A Kremlin spokesman expressed concern Thursday about the arrival of U.S. soldiers and tanks in Poland. He said the arrival of U.S. forces is a threat to Russian security. The first contingent of U.S. soldiers arrived in Poland from Germany Thursday. Eventually, the U.S. plans to station more than 3,000 soldiers in Poland. This is VOA News. An international conference on the reunification of Cyprus has opened. Lisa Schlein reports.
The conference was opened by newly appointed UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. Flanked by the leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities, Guterres told reporters in Geneva that he was encouraged by the progress being made toward a settlement. Guterres, however, lowered expectations of a quick fix, saying hard work, not miracles, will get the job done. He said participants would work for however long it took to come up with a concrete solution acceptable to the two sides. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The men tapped to lead the Pentagon and the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Thursday advocated a tough approach toward Russia. They spoke at their congressional confirmation hearings. CIA nominee Mike Pompeo said Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election was an aggressive action taken by the senior Russian leadership.
It is going to require an incredibly robust American response, a response that is a security-related response, that is, we have to get better at defending against these, and then a response that holds actors accountable who commit these kind of actions against the United States of America.
Defense Department nominee General James Mattis told the Senate Armed Services Committee that the post-war balance of power is being threatened more than ever by Russia. He strongly supports NATO.
My view is that nations with allies thrive and nations without allies don't. And so I would see us maintaining the strongest possible relationship with NATO.
Neurosurgeon Ben Carson testified before the Senate Banking Committee concerning his appointment to the Department of Housing and Urban Development. U.S. President Barack Obama Thursday surprised Vice President Joe Biden with the highest distinction a president can bestow on a civilian.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am proud to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom with distinction to my brother, Joseph Robinette Biden, Jr.
In a White House ceremony that was said to be just a goodbye ceremony, Mr. Obama announced the award to the visible surprise of the vice president. United Nations envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said Thursday the ceasefire there is largely holding, though there have been some exceptions. Syria is accusing Israel of firing rockets that struck near a military airport west of Damascus. Israel has not commented on the report. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Thursday that the upcoming Paris peace conference is rigged against his nation and that he will not be bound by anything it decides. The conference begins January 15th. It may endorse a framework for peace between Israel and the Palestinians. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.